With three stupid guys, we have three stupid guys here tonight. We're missing the glue, the thing that keeps this podcast together. No rust today.
He is the cog.
He is a cog. You know, that's the word I was looking for on the last podcast. I just did another podcast. I was trying to talk. That was the word I was looking for.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Cogsley's cogs, but, you know.
Where were you like 20 minutes ago when I needed you?
Clearly not doing this podcast because
I'm like stumbling over myself going, you know, it's
the ketchup, the lettuce, the tomato, the cod.
Yeah, I couldn't, now I feel bad because it's not that tough of a word.
Well, anyway, you know,
if you'd like to listen, if you'd like to support this podcast and many other podcasts like this, like Downton Abbey, the Rabblecast is back, Married Man, Leftovers with Jay and Jack, Survivor with Colleen, Jay and Jack, and Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, and many other more. You can go to Patreon.com/Jay and Jack and help us out, and that's how we can build this podcast to new level of podcasting.
We're hoping that it'll also smooth out your choppiness. You have a choppy feed tonight. I don't know if it's
I do.
You do, yeah.
Is my voice being choppy?
Mike, does he sound robot-y to you?
A little bit choppy.
Maybe we're all robot-y. Sometimes I listen back and I'm like,
you're fine. Well, Colleen always says that I'm always low.
Hmm.
And everything was fine till Jay came in here and messed with my system, and it's been screwed up ever since. But you guys can hear my.
Your volume.
You're okay. I can.
Yeah, you know what? Great this week.
I can hear feedback.
Oh.
I'm hearing feedback, so I don't know where I'm hearing that from.
Yeah.
Now it's in my head. Now I'm confused. I'm scared. Anyway, go to Patreon.com/Jay and Jack and help us out if you can. That'd be great. Anyway. We had the final season of football last week, and
Some teams go out with a whimper. Some teams go out like a lion.
It's funny, the one supporter of a team that made the playoffs, he's not here. His Kansas City Chiefs mate, whereas the Dolphins, the Colts, and the Chargers all failed to make the playoffs.
What? This is like Russ's year. Like to what? I don't know. Crap on this podcast. Like seriously, he won the week. He won the season. Whatever, you know. Let's get to the totals.
Oh, let's get the totals. Russ had 158. Matt and Mike were tied at 156. And Jack, who felt sorry for everyone this season, had 147. Like Mike said before we recorded, it was the
Detroit
and Chargers. Yeah, Detroit. Well, you know, I didn't pick Detroit the final game, and they won. Jerks.
Yeah.
Cutler decided to have a Cutler type game.
It's coming in chat. Scott is saying, I see Matt still records from the local police station's evidence room.
I was recording with Scott just a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us, Scott. So I guess if you want to hear part one of what Jack was trying to say about the cog, you can check out Scott and Dan's serious TV drama podcast.
Right. It was a lot of fun. Went by really quick. I didn't have a. Do you guys not hear feedback?
No, you sound fine. It was just more of the robot-y stuff. So, and I'm just
okay,
probably
but I,
being.
But I'm fine now.
I think that's what you had when you hit 50 and you start hearing voices.
Well, I've been hearing voices for a long time. I just have to ignore them. I just put all those voices in my head. I put them on mute. So leave them alone.
I imagine that's what people do when they listen to this podcast.
It's probably easier.
Well, so, but hopefully they tune in. You know, they listen, they download, they rate us. So,
yeah.
But
yeah, just give us if you don't like us, say you don't like Mike, just still go on there and give a five star review. It's I don't like begging for reviews, but if
five
helps,
star, also, I don't like Mike.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mike just irritates me. So.
I'll tell you what.
I like Ed's comment. It's the echo from the empty Charger Stadium.
Ooh.
He can say that. He's a Chargers fan. It's okay.
Oh, man.
It's okay. It's like making a joke about a bald man. It's okay if you're bald. But we had Black Monday on this past Monday, and how many coaches got the axe there, Matt? Do you have a list?
didn't know it was called Black Monday. Maybe they need to change that name.
That's what they call it. They say it's Black Monday.
It's African American Monday.
I'm sorry. I just go by what they say. I realize it probably shouldn't be called that, but I didn't.
We need to just back away from this whole conversation. Black Monday. The chopping they had bald, block.
They had Bald Monday on Monday, where people got they only lost their job. They lost all their hair. Unless it's something else that was going to be offensive, but
I brought up scalping. We might as well say it.
How do you know I was going to say that?
I'm psychic, I guess. But I called it last week. I said Washington Warriors. They're going to go in and they're going to scalp some Cowboys, and that's exactly what they did.
They did.
So I don't know. Send your hate mail at Three Stupid Guys.
And we also have a Twitter account. Three Stupid Guys.
Yeah, all spelled out. So the we made picks for who would get the axe. Right. I picked Coughlin, who Russ called it would gracefully retire. Although did he? Because he just recently said, "I'm not done with coaching." Which kind of to me feels like a soft-handed firing.
He resigned, but he was forced out.
Yeah. It still seems like... I almost said something else. This is not the Married Man podcast. It just seems like someone got moved over. It really does feel like a firing, so maybe I can just say I got a half point.
Well, there's a lot of openings out there, so maybe he gets a job somewhere.
No, the question was the first coach fired.
Yeah.
Jack was saying, like, how will we find out who was the first one?
Yeah.
Whatever was posted first on Twitter.
Mike.
Well,
Mike
was a Cleveland coach.
Cleveland coach.
Patton. Oh, Cleveland coach. Well, they gutted the whole – it was just everybody got gutted on that one.
I didn't realize that we were that specific of first coach. I just thought it was first coach amongst who we picked. But, Mike, didn't you pick Garrett?
Yeah, Jason Garrett. I told you he's like a cockroach. You can't kill him.
Will not die.
He will not die. Because you know why?
Well, look at the owner.
Well, when you have a coach that you can go like this, I'm not saying Jason Garrett's a puppet, but when you have you can pull the strings and let him do, you know. Do
maybe
whatever
that's
you want
the
with.
Thing. Maybe that's the appeal. You know, like so. I imagine going to visit Jerry Jones is much like how George on Seinfeld would visit Seth Brenner. I don't know why. I just like in my mind. I just imagine that there's a sketch that plays out like that.
That's a perfect analogy. I like that. Russ had Jeff Fisher and I had Pagango.
Ah, okay. You found your list.
I won the list of the coaches that have other coaches that actually been fired.
Yes.
I didn't have time to write that down. You know, the Cleveland, you had San Francisco's coach got fired.
That's true.
I thought that's a list you had. I apologize.
No, I did not have that list. I did not prepare on that list.
Not only did my coach not get fired, he got extended 4 years.
Your coach, or you mean my coach?
Your coach. Well, the one I picked.
Who's
the one
I chose.
Well, the Chargers are moving. He's now a Colts fan.
And before we started, I like to call Greason. I don't know. Is it Greason? Greason? I don't know. Somebody's getting their palms greased. But most Colts fans wanted him gone. He got extended, along with Pagano. And I don't know. A lot of Colts fans wanted Pagano. I know I at least tweeted out to Ursay, you know, fire Greason. Keep Pagano. So.
You just said, I'll buy you a beer if you fire him.
I've got some pain meds, actually. I'll you just come down and pick them up, or I don't know, give me some tickets.
So Matt, what do you think when Ursay was meeting with Sean Payton? He was asking him like, "Oh, should I give Pagano 4 years or 5 years? What do you think?"
I think he was probably seeing how much he was going to. I don't know.
Has that been confirmed? Was that been confirmed that he did meet with him?
That's what all the NFL reporters were saying.
Okay. Hmm. What about John Clayton? Is John Clayton saying it? Well, if John Clayton's saying it, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
F you, John Clayton.
Hashtag will not die. So.
No, he's like a cockroach. He's Jason Garrett of the reporting world.
Wow. And then you have Ed Smith brings up Johnny Football in Vegas. He was in costume, wearing a wig and a mustache, and going by Billy this weekend.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I knew he's in Vegas, but what's the deal with this guy? He had a concussion, supposedly, but he can get on a plane and fly to Vegas
and bet on his own team. Like, I'm betting that they're gonna lose.
Well, I'm guessing 100%. This is what I think is it's probably pretty true. It's not really a theory. It's probably fact. He gets cut by Cleveland, and you know what team's gonna pick him up.
And so it'll be a race between RG3 and Manziel to see who can get there first.
Yeah, I think they both go there. I think they both back up Tony Romo next season. There's no way Johnny Manziel is not playing for the – or is at least on the Cowboy roster next year. There's just no way. It's a circus, and they'll sign him in a second.
And you saw the picture from Natalie in Denver where it had RG3's parents wearing Cowboys jerseys with RG3 in the background.
I guess it turned out it wasn't their – no relations, I thought.
No.
That's what I heard.
Well, I just like that in the NFL we can go from somebody like, Johnny Manziel to, you know, just years ago we had the whole Tim Tebow thing. So.
Yeah. But, people hated Tim Tebow, but all he did was want to play football.
Yeah, and he was actually kind of an okay guy, right? Like,
he's not a bad guy. He just wasn't a great player, and he just got tired of hearing about him.
Exactly. That's exactly it. But here you have somebody like Johnny Manziel
straight and narrow. He loved the game.
Sorry, I'm Tebow.
Yeah, he just didn't have the talent to play the game at that level. Even though he was a great college player, he just couldn't change his throwing motion. That was his problem. He couldn't throw the ball effectively enough to be.
He just can't hang out or hand off like a certain quarterback in Denver.
Oh my God!
He leads his team to victories by handing him off.
Ba-da-da.
Omaha.
I guess we can talk about that. I just I like Phil Sims. Phil Sims goes at the start of the second half. He goes, "I'm gonna go ahead and answer goes to Nancy. Goes, "I'm gonna answer this question before you ask me." And Jim Nance goes, "How do you know I wasn't gonna ask you a question?" Basically, he goes, "No, they shouldn't bring Peyton Manning in the second half. They need to stay with Brock. He started with him. It's not his fault all this stuff is happening." And then Peyton Manning, that was the right decision to make. But, oh, my God, the love for Peyton. I'm like going, am I missing something here? He's just handing the ball off,
yeah.
And the Chargers' fourth-string defensive line can't stop him.
And it, from what it sounded like to me, it was a Peyton Manning love fest. It was like, you know, he had taken control of that entire game and led them to this victory triumphantly, like Moses parting the Red Sea. Like, he was the second coming of Peyton Manning. So
and it's funny, I like Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I have no hate towards Peyton. He's one of those quarterbacks I just
except for all the HGH that went to his head, but yeah.
Sure. At least his forehead.
Right.
He just seems like a likable guy. He's funny in the commercials, he's funny on he's funny on Saturday Night Live. He says and does all the right things on and off the field. He just
He'd like to have a beer with him. I mean,
exactly. He seems like a great quarterback, but when the love fest and you're watching your team play and you're just like going, all right. And we're talking about Denver, and Denver has the number one defense. I go, do they realize they're at that time where I even tweeted it, and somebody sent me a nasty message on tweeted me a nasty DM or personal message, whatever you want. I eventually had to block them. I go, what am I not saying that's true? The Chargers, they had guys on the field. I go, who's that? They had a guy jump off sides. I go, I don't even know who that is. This is the 17th week of the season. I go, I don't know who this is. And when we threw the 80-yard touchdown, I said, 16? Who the hell is 16? I mean, I've seen every single game the Chargers have had. I go, oh, that's right. He was on the practice squad most of the year. But I was like, I didn't know how half these guys were. I said, so they're losing to the third and fourth string players. Like Donald Brown was cut at one point by the Chargers. And so he was like the fourth string running back. So I would be a little concerned if I was Denver. Don't get too hyped up that Peyton Manning is the guy that came in and won the game for you when it was your offensive line, the way they were holding.
I mean, do you think that they really are a number one seed, though? I mean, somehow they snuck into a number one seed in the AFC, but it just doesn't
– I think defensively they are, but they were struggling against the Chargers, mainly because all the turnovers and stuff. You know, if they had five turnovers in the first half, the Chargers just – couldn't capitalize on it. They just don't have enough playmakers. But you look at them, you go, is there one clear, even Carolina at 15-1, is there one team you look at this whole in the playoffs going, yeah, they're definitely going? I mean, you have the Patriots who struggled against Miami, and they struggled. They lost the – what was the game they lost before that? Oh, to the Jets.
Jets, right.
And they've looked bad. Right, and they've looked bad the last three of the last four games. They've looked bad, and they're beat up.
Oh, but isn't this Belichick's masterminding, like –
There's no way they lost on purpose to go, because nobody wants to go to Denver and play.
Apparently there's only two teams that have ever lost the last two games of the regular season and come back to win the Super Bowl, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers and Green Bay.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, they're in good company, so it's not surprising that Patriots could not come back and win this whole thing. So
yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they won it, but they got to get some kind of running game going. But there's not a team, you know, I was all on the Arizona bandwagon last week. I said, you know, I think they're the best team in the NFC, and then they got crushed against Seattle, who's not a bad team. Seattle's a team that can easily win the Super Bowl this year. But it's just like, there's not a team I go, yeah, if I had to bet the house on, it's not like the beginning of the season where I said the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl. There's not a team I would be willing to bet the house on that they're going to win at all.
Sure.
I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, Mike, you're a Dolphins fan, and your Dolphins beat the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots looked bad.
Yeah, the highlights looked pretty bad.
Oh, you didn't watch the game?
Yeah, I checked out on Dolphins.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man. Ew. Ew.
And from what, anyway, I saw, New England was basically just trying to take a knee all game. What, they passed, I think they had six passes in the first half?
I don't know, because, well, you know why? Because Brady was getting hit.
Yeah, and there were some dirty hits, too, like rolling on the back of his knee and hitting him late.
Well, the late hit I thought was dirty, but the one on – I thought the – what are you talking about, the Dominic Sue when he hit him?
Dominic Sue knows what he's doing when he's rolling on your ankle, rolling on your leg, I think.
I heard he was blocked into him, so I can't imagine him doing that intentionally.
Well,
he did stomp on his head.
Well, at that point, you take – I mean, Manning's – Brady's a tough guy. I'll give him that. You probably would have a hard time taking him out, but I saw Patriots fans on Twitter, take him out, take him out, take him out, take him out. You got to take him out.
Certain big fans of our show that listen to our show that also happen to hate the Patriots, they were tweeting up a storm about the fact that some of those calls were, you know, that should have been called, you know, specifically the hits on Brady. Yeah. I was kind of surprised, because I'm like, wow, you really hate the Patriots, and yet you're kind of sympathizing. And the ref that's in charge is like your number one, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like, what's going on? Like, cats and dogs living
together?
Well,
I've heard the refs never make a mistake.
Apparently they did in that game. Yeah. But anyway, I like the fact that the AFC is somewhat open, so I'm curious to see how everything will.
It should be like I said. I think Kansas City, obviously they won what, the last 10 games in a row to finish the season.
I wish we had a Kansas City fan on here to talk.
That'd be nice.
One of our teams, right?
I mean, who's playing the best football right now? It's probably
Last loss is October 18th.
Wow.
They had a 5-game losing streak, and then they went on a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, I mean, they got a quarterback you look at. He's a solid quarterback. He's a San Diego boy, so I have to root for him. But it's not, you look at him and go, okay, if I had a choice of quarterbacks, would Alex Smith be the – of all the playoff quarterbacks, Alex Smith wouldn't be high on my list of quarterbacks to take.
All right.
But all he does is win. I mean
– You'd go with A.J. McCarron?
Definitely AJ McCarron, because maybe he'd bring his wife over or something. I'm just kidding.
Who's the Houston quarterback?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't take Houston's quarterback. Hoyer? Is it Hoyer? But I'd take Cam Newton. I would take probably at this point. I wouldn't take Peyton Manning.
Houston's Brandon Whedon, right? They got from Dallas. Got
is it Brand? Is Brandon Whedon starting? I guess he is, isn't he? I'd take Russell Wilson. I'd take Carson Palmer. I would take Aaron Rodgers. Over him, I would take. Where's the list of? I'd take Roethlisberger over him. I can't find my list. I'm going the wrong way. Okay, let's see.
And Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. If what's his name was healthy, I would take him.
Andy Dalton.
I'd take Andy Dalton. I'd take probably Teddy Bridgewater over. Alex Smith is just, he just doesn't make mistakes. He's on the perfect team. They just run the ball. And they play excellent defense. And then if he was on a team where they had a terrible defense, I don't think he'd be as successful.
Well, it looks like Reed's trying to run more of a spread offense, which Alex Smith ran in college at Utah.
Right, it's true. It's more of a passing ball control thing. But if I fell behind, would you feel comfortable with Alex Smith trying to bring you back?
Hell no.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Since we're already there, let's go ahead and get into these picks, right?
I did want to talk about, there was some important news yesterday on Bald Monday. Three teams did file papers to move to Los Angeles.
Oh, you wanted to talk about that?
I guess so.
Are you in a safe place?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. The St. Louis Rams.
No sharp objects.
Yeah, the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers all filed petition to move to papers to move to Los Angeles. Now it's going to come to a vote, I guess, on the 12th and 13th of who gets to go there or what's going to be decided. But Stan Kroenke came out and said he doesn't care what the NFL says. I'm going to go build my stadium in Los Angeles. So he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are wondering, well, will it be the Rams? Will they keep the Rams there? And somehow he buys the Raiders or the Chargers, which I don't see happening.
Yeah.
Because he'd have to offer, not only would he have to do a relocation fee, he'd have to pay the money to sell the team or swap teams. And I don't think either the Chargers or the Raiders want to go to St. Louis. So right. I think that theory's gone, but he's going.
Yeah.
He's going to St. Louis, and now it's a matter of whether the Chargers and Raiders go, and I guess we'll wait and see what happens. I don't know. I don't care. If they go, I'll support the. I'll still be a Charger fan, but I will not be a Los Angeles Charger fan.
And then San Diego, the vote, the city vote or county vote, isn't that like June or something?
In June, but they said it's not. The Chargers have just been playing hardball. Another theory out there is the Chargers are playing. What they're saying is they go. The only reason they're doing this is to try and get money from the NFL to pay their share that the city needs to build a stadium. That's just a theory out there, but you don't know.
Yeah, sure.
You just don't know what's going on. I mean, Spanos has not been fully honest, and he's not been a great owner anyway. I think if his dad was still the primary owner, unfortunately he's got some health issues and he's no longer in charge. I think this team would stay in San Diego. It's his son that's trying to get the team, and he's trying to make a better deal for himself. But you know, the NFL, it's terrible the way they're playing the three cities against each other. But that's just what big business does. You know, the cities do that all the time. I remember the '90s, all these businesses leaving California to go to places like North Carolina, Houston, Texas, and places where they got better tax deals. So it's just what happens, and you just have to wait and see. And I, like I said before, I hate being one of those people that says I hope it's them and not me. But it is. We'll see what happens. I guess we'll find out in a couple weeks, if at all. But I'm ready for these picks.
Oh, wait. We do have a pick'em group all year, and we have a winner.
Oh, do we?
Oh.
Freak09 finishing first. Not Penny was second, and Ed Pickle Jones was in third.
Not Penny's picks. That was me.
There you go.
Really? So you finished in second twice.
How does that feel, man? How does it feel? Feels great.
Well, you know, the sad thing is I didn't pick once. I forgot about it every week.
Yeah, I actually did the picks as we did the show. So
that's what I did last year until we got kind of confused or something happened. I forgot to do it. But
did you forget to send the link?
Yeah, I did. There's no link. Anyway, so what we have, Russ isn't here, but Mike has Russ's picks. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick the game straight, pick it with a spread, and pick the over-under. Because that's what we do here on Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. All right, so first up we have Kansas City versus Houston. I'm calling it. I could see Kansas City winning the Super Bowl, which I would hate because I'd have to listen to Russ. But Kansas City, I'm picking. They're going to win this. They win this game.
All right. Now, to be fair, Jack. Oh, Mike, did you want to give Russ his pick?
Russ is going Kansas City.
Okay.
All right. Just checking to see if, because who knows? Maybe he'd go against it.
Ed asks, is this Hamburger Tuesday?
And that's why he's not here. I have no idea. He probably spent too much time eating those hamburgers and not figuring out his Wi-Fi. But you won't have to worry about Kansas City winning and listening to Russ because he won't be on the show.
No, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But you forget, I work with him.
Oh, right. That's true. So that's the beauty of where I'm at, you know.
I mean, who's the first person to send me a message saying the Chargers had filed papers to move, even though I already knew it at that point?
It was Russ. Just to take a moment out of our so focused podcast that we have here.
We're Johnny on the spot.
Oh, we are.
Not Johnny in Vegas on the spot, but
Johnny. Johnny football. No, just to let the listeners in on something, you know, all of the three stupid guys, we share a texting group, and so through the week we read each other's texts, and it's pretty humorous at times because there is cursing on there, and there's also a lot of just kind of banter back and forth. Usually me picking on Russ.
Well, it's funny because I was out there doing Christmas lights today, and you guys sent me something saying, can you? I think it was Matt said at first. I thought it was Mike. Can we record at 11? And I go, what? I already promised to do this podcast at 11:30. So I talked to Dan and Scott, and they were kind enough to change it to 9:15. And so anyway, but there were like 18 different when I came back to it, there were like 18 different messages on my phone. I go, what the heck? So like you just mess it for a second. And I go, I can't keep up with all this.
Yeah.
It's 20 degrees outside. I'm taking down my lights.
Yeah. I hear you. Usually you guys text back and forth when I'm teaching. So I'm like, great. Oh, okay. Great. Okay. Okay. I have nothing. Like, at some point I just have to like put the phone away so it won't go off. But anyway, it is pretty humorous though. And maybe.
Maybe we can make that a Patreon thing.
Maybe. Maybe we can.
If you're a patron, if you join the patron group, we can put you in on our text. You can just join our text group.
Yeah, but then they would start texting, and I'd just get like 20 more texts of other people joining in. I don't need Sporting Becky texting me like five other things a day. So sorry.
Your Colts suck.
Yeah. But Ed, the mailman, yeah, sure, you can join us anytime. You kind of look like Chuck Pagano, so, you know. So
I still find it, we were talking about beforehand, I still find it that if I was a Cowboy fan, I would have been rooting for the Chargers to win because it would help my draft choice. But that's just me. Anyway, not that it matters, because I can root for a team all you want, and it still would lose. So
I completely just derailed this whole podcast. I'm picking Kansas City. I have
okay. That's sweep okay. It. Sweep it. And that, if you're new to the show, that's a term we use when we all pick the same team.
that's an English term. If you want
to. No. It's just exclusive.
I don't think so.
I sent in a patent for it.
Oh, so you did? Did you? It you get that trademark? Patent.
Okay. Yeah, it's all trademarked. And so anybody uses that, I can sue you.
Okay.
Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys can sue you.
We're looking at you, John Clayton.
If I see John Clayton do it, we're breaking his legs.
He is not an AC/DC metalhead, I'm telling you. It is not. I've seen the commercial, John Clayton. You're a poser. That's what you are. You've seen the commercial, right? Where he puts on the Mom, give me my noodles. I don't know.
Yeah, he needs to be smacked.
Okay. Are we picking the
spread is Kansas City's -3.5.
Mm.
What did Russ pick?
Russ won with Kansas City to beat that.
Okay. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kansas City on that as well. So feel pretty good about that.
Mike?
Kansas City beats it.
And again, a term that's only used here. Sweep it! Taking Kansas City.
And... Now and now we do this for playoffs. We do the over under on this.
Talk about playoffs. And Matt, you're up next. It's the over under. It's 40 points. So can they score 40 or more points? Two really good defenses.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take the under on this. I wish this was actually played in the cold, bitter rain on a mud field. But yeah, I'm still taking the under.
Okay. Mike?
I will go under.
Well, unfortunately, we can't use our trademark term. I think it's going to go over.
Nice, Jack.
I think there'll be some turnovers and some pick sixes and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
For the first time today, we have a 50-50 split. Russ nice. Is going over.
Really? Well, if I would have known Russ was going over, I would have just...
Well, it is Russ, and it's his Chiefs, so you know he's thinking that this is going to be a blowout, 46-3. one thing we didn't discuss, are we keeping our point totals from the season and keeping moving forward? That's what we've done in the past, right?
We usually do, so...
Okay.
I still have a chance, is that what you're saying?
Well, and we didn't add in the our division totals. Are we doing that still?
I guess Mike can do that. You want to do that next week, Mike?
If we could ever find out what Russ's picks were.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I have them. Okay.
They're on your refrigerator.
I'll write them down. Do it right now.
Okay.
That's what that... I saw that. I go, what the heck?
It said something about it being on your refrigerator. But anyway, I...
Okay, for those people playing at home, Russ had, in the NFC East, he had Dallas. Well, that didn't pay out.
Nope.
NFC North, he had Green Bay. No. Nope. He had the Saints in the South, and he had Seattle in the... So he had nothing there. AFC East, he's correct with the Pats. AFC Ooh. North, Cincinnati.
What?
And then he had the Colts and Kansas City. So he got two right, two correct.
Yeah, I don't buy the Cincinnati thing. I think he picked Pittsburgh, but okay. I believe with the Pats thing, I was the only other person to pick the Cincinnati. So.
No, Mike picked Pittsburgh, so...
Yeah,
I wrote down Cincy, so I don't know.
I had picked Cincinnati. You, Jack, had the most, I think.
I had Green Bay, Carolina Cards, but Green Bay didn't win it. Miami, Baltimore, Colts, and San Diego. No, so I guess I didn't.
Oh, no, I guess you didn't. Mike, did you have more?
I didn't look at it.
Oh.
I doubt it.
Mike, Dallas, Green Bay, Atlanta, Seattle, Miami, Pittsburgh, Colts, Denver, so he had one correct.
All right.
And so Russ had Dallas versus Indianapolis in the Super Bowl?
He had New England, Seattle. New England winning it all. I had Colts, Green Bay. You also had Colts, Green Bay too, Mike. And Philly, Denver is what Matt had, with Green Bay winning it all.
Well, I have a chance with Green Bay and that Denver pick there, but I think you Russ do? Has probably got the best shot with New England versus Seattle. So.
Yeah. Do we want to see New England versus Seattle again?
I don't, and I don't want to see Russ win this whole thing. I mean, he's not been on this show. I've been complaining about it ever since day one. I'm 17-0.
There's rule changes next week, next year.
Next week.
It's already been put into effect.
It's in effect, okay.
All right, so now we have Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati, and Mike, you're up first.
I will go with Pittsburgh here. I don't think AJ McCarron can pull off a win in the playoffs.
You know, it's like Pittsburgh a few weeks ago, you're thinking, okay, this team, nobody's going to want to play them. Then they go to Baltimore and lose. But then they beat up on Cleveland, but is that really a true test? Cincinnati's... I don't know. It's a home game. They've struggled. They haven't won a playoff game in a while, right?
Yeah, quite a while.
There's gonna be so much pressure on them. So I got to go Pittsburgh.
What Russ pick?
Russ went Cincinnati.
Did he?
Wow. Well, I'm actually picking Cincinnati as well. That was my pick. Yeah, I'm not just doing it because of Russ did it. I picked them to win this division. They're the closest team in proximity to me, so I'm rooting for them. You know, sometimes you just got to go with what's closest. Yeah. So go Cincinnati. I think they can do it. You know, break the curse.
They can win it. They can easily win it. They have a good team. They have a good defense. Good, nice, strong defense. Good running game. You just never know. If they had, yeah. if if it's funny, if Andy Dalton was playing, I probably would have picked Cincinnati, and I wouldn't have said that before the season started.
But I believe in their defense up against Pittsburgh. So,
okay.
All right. We'll see.
Okay. And next up is me picking this point spread. It's 2.5. Pittsburgh is giving 2.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take, just to hedge my bet, I'm taking Cincinnati. Getting 2.5 points. And Russ went with?
Russ is going with Cincinnati.
Really? Wow, he's all in on Cincinnati on the. Okay. I guess I am too. Chips all in. Cincinnati. They win this by a field goal.
All right.
OT. There's no way all three road teams win this. No way all four do. So.
No way? You calling your shot now?
I'm saying it's at least.
Are you the Babe Ruth of podcasters?
No, clearly, because I always come in number two. Make of that what you will. No, I just think it'll be split. I think there'll be two home winners, and I think there'll be two home losers. So. All right.
Well, Matt, you're wrong. Pittsburgh will win by more than three.
Oh, you're all in on Pittsburgh. Okay.
Pittsburgh. So we can't say sweep it. Next up is Russ. We got the over-under 46.5 points. High-scoring game.
Going under.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to go under as well.
All right.
I don't like being under Russ, though.
No. I don't think
it
anybody
smells like, it smells like hamburgers down here, guys.
Probably smells a lot worse than that.
And hockey. Hockey sweat. All right, pick before this gets more disgusting, Mike.
All right, I'll go over.
In order for Pittsburgh to win, I'm going to say it has to go over, so I'm going over.
Oh, okay. Interesting
next
splits.
Next we have Matt, you're up next. It's Seattle versus Minnesota. Minnesota in the playoffs for the first time since what, Brett Favre? His quarterback?
Favre. When he went down to New Orleans and got his back splat.
Yep, the ref said, hey, we're not calling anything.
Yeah, we're hockey-laying the other way. I'm picking Minnesota, don't you know?
Minnesota, don't you know, right.
I don't believe in this Seattle, what was the spread, 5.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nonsense.
Well, I do believe in it. I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, I think Seattle is, it's just one of those teams that they, it's a good team, solid team, and they're just turning it on for the playoffs. I think, what's his name's back this week too, right?
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch, he's back, so he'll be fresh. Unfortunately, I think Minnesota has a good team, but young team might struggle, so I think Seattle wins this game.
And Matt is alone on island here. Russ is going with Seattle.
All right. Okay, I don't know.
Is he under Russ, he's alone on an island now. what would you rather be, under Russ or alone on an island?
I guess I'd rather be on alone on an island. There you go. Is it Lost? Are we still talking Lost, like with Jimmy Kimmel?
Could be Lost or Arrow.
Or Arrow, yeah.
There you go. Let's see. Next up is Mike. Seattle giving 5.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull a Jack here. I'm gonna hedge my bet. I'm gonna go with Minnesota to cover the 5.5. Listeners, pulling a Jack is when you agree with them.
Yeah, there you go. And that doesn't happen too often, as you will find out. I'm gonna take. I'm taking Seattle. I think they win this by 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
And, of course, you know what this means. If by me saying that, that means that Seattle will lose by 30 points.
Well, you said 2 touchdowns. Russ
I know.
Said Seattle by 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
Really?
You guys are crazy. Amazing.
Wow, okay.
I just do not see this happening. I'm taking Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I'm all in on those Purple Wizard people.
Okay. Over-under is 40. I'm going to take the over.
You're on a roll here. You're agreeing with Russ every pick. He's going over.
All right.
I'm going over, too. Over the rainbow.
Somewhere.
For these Minnesota Vikings. I'm trying to pull it in. Can't really. It's getting late.
It is late. It's 12 o'clock.
Mike?
And I will go over.
All right. Sweep it. We're over the moon on that one.
Sweep it. Next up is Russ. We have Green Bay versus Washington. The Warriors. Come out and play.
They're not.
You know, I should have just stuck trying to get him instead of Kimmel, don't you think? Might have been easier.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Every time he probably listens to our podcast, he's probably like, ugh.
Does he have a Twitter account, that guy?
We've never tracked him down. We've never been able to. He's like a mystery guy.
Is it wrong guy saying that guy?
That guy. It's beyond Thunderdome.
He's at that guy or is at Warrior number two?
Click the heels, Matt.
He's probably mad because he's probably mad because it's taken.
All right. Russ picked.
Russ is going with Green Bay.
I knew Russ would go with Green Bay. I'm going with Green Bay as well. I mean, I think this is one of those where I think the more seasoned team, I mean, they've underperformed. Somehow they got to pull off this miracle. I don't know, but I'm not surprised if Washington doesn't like show up because Green Bay's looked weak and soft. Okay? I mean, soft like a sponge. Like they're yellow and green like those sponges that you clean dishes with. That's how it's used. There's gunk in it.
That is their color, yellow and green.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a metaphor. They're an old, washed up, got gunk in it, you know, it's clogged up, you can't get anything clean anymore. Sorry. I digress.
All right.
I think the legend of Kirk Cousins begins this week as he knocks out the mighty Aaron Rodgers. Sorry, Olivia Munn. Washington here. Warriors.
Yeah, I like Washington. I think you know it's nice to see Kirk Cousins have a good year. I mean, I don't think he was this first year as a starter. He had a good year, but they play in a weak division. Am I right? Yeah. I mean, you got Philadelphia, you got Dallas, the New York Giants, and Washington. It's a soft division, but
it's the AFC South.
Yeah, it's not a great division. Green Bay plays in not a great division either.
Detroit.
But, yeah,
but a cold, you know, hardened, you know, area of the country there. I mean, Chicago. You got to play Chicago.
Right. Having Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a plus. If I had to take a quarterback for the playoffs, I can't see Washington winning this game, but I'm gonna take Green Bay. So no sweep. Matt. Well, Mike caused the thing. Next up is it Mike?
Matt.
No. Oh, okay.
Green Bay getting 1 point. Favored by one. Basically, there's the bookies are saying, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't. this is tough. But I'm still sticking with Green Bay on this. I do think Washington can win this, but I just don't trust it. I just don't. I don't trust either of these teams. I'm kind of like the bookies. So, but I trust Green Bay more. To pull off the win.
And Mike.
Double and down.
Washington will take that 1 point and blow it out of the water.
Wow.
Wow.
Mike's all in on Washington.
I just thought of something, too. It's Gruden, right? What's his name? John Gruden.
Jacob Gruden.
He's from Cincinnati, right? He was from Cincinnati
he
before.
He was a former coordinator.
Yeah, so he's used to losing in the playoffs.
Oh.
So I'm going to take Green Bay just because I just thought of that. So Jay Gruden has a history of not winning playoff games, so he'll probably choke. He's had a good season this year. If you had told me early in the season, I would have said Jay Gruden's going to get fired because he has a crazy owner. But you know, he saved his job.
Well, I mean, if he wins this playoff, he'll make a name for himself, right?
Yeah, he will, and he'll break that Cincinnati curse, but. I think Green Bay, especially getting 1 point.
Right.
That's huge. So.
What did Russ take?
Russ went with Green Bay.
Okay. Duh. Wow. We really split on those.
And we have the over-under, 45.5 points, Mike.
Even though I have Green Bay losing, I don't think Rodgers will go down without a fight, so I think he puts up some points. So I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I think this is an easy pick. I'm going over.
Russ went over.
Keep it over. We'll sweep the leg, Johnny.
Sweep the leg, Johnny. Put him in a body bag. We should get that guy in the show. I'm sure he's.
He's probably done a little bit more than. Oh no, that's the guy that. Yeah, that's the guy that's.
Not
just
Johnny.
On the side.
Johnny's done some stuff, but the guy that's like, sweep the leg, Johnny.
That's
put him
true.
In a body bag.
We could get that guy.
I mean, what's that guy?
Body
doing?
Bag guy. Yeah.
That body bag guy on Twitter.
Maybe he could be one of the third power. What does that mean?
He could be one of the guests next week. So, or maybe next year. I was the guy that said, put him in a body bag.
Every pick. Put New England in a body bag.
Body bag. Sweep the leg. Anyway, so, hey, that's it. We're done until next week.
That's it. We blew up the Death Star.
Yeah.
Great show, kid. One in a million. Let's close it.
And this time, I'd like to thank a couple special patrons that help our show.
You can't thank Trapper John this week. You cannot. You cannot thank Trapper John.
I forgot all about that. I did mention on another podcast that Wayne Rogers passed away. So if you're a fan of MASH, he played Trapper John. Trevor John McIntyre hated to see it. It was sad. I was kind of one of those guys I'd like to meet anyone from MASH.
Yeah.
He was definitely high on my list to meet, but it was kind of a sad day. I saw that. I mean, I've never met the guy. It's funny how you get attached to these guys that you've never met them.
Oh, I was giving the like tribute kind of thing while you were talking.
Suicide is painless.
Yeah, sure.
But you distracted me, so I just...
I'm sorry. Sorry, I was just kind of, you know, letting you go on with your...
Well, I couldn't
figure
out who was doing it at first, because I couldn't...
you can always check out our show on YouTube and see all of our antics if you want to. You can search for us there on Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. You can see our ugly mugs. Or you can help us again with the Patreon thing. I think Jack was about ready to... Thank Tack from Tokyo.
And Eckhar Rickner Gladfelter, who's a Washington fan.
Oh, interesting. Well, go Warriors.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining us in the chat, everyone there. Appreciate it. And I think that's all we got. Until when does Walking Dead come back?
It comes in back after the Super Bowl usually. So
we're gonna
it might actually be Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, okay.
Oh,
so we're definitely gonna at least give it a shot, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. We're not committing to the whole season.
We're not.
So anyway, it sucks. We're not doing it. Yeah. All right, guys, that's it. Hasta luego and goodbye.
See you next week.